Okay, we're on Yud Gimel Ahmed Aleph, about a third of the way down. Starting on the line, Kivan. Kivan, Shigiu, seen as the entourage arrived, meaning the burial procession from Mitzrayim led by Yosef, Lamaras Machpelah, they got to the Lamaras Machpelah. Also Esav. Esav came, yeah, whilst there was Karmai came, and he tried to stop them burying Yaakov in Maras Machpelah. So what was his taina? Omalehen, he said, Esav said, Mamre Kiryas Arba, he Hebron. Okay, so this Mamre is Kiryas, it's like, we're going to explain what that means. Kiryas Arba means the village of four, yeah, which is in Hebron. But basically we're going to explain, this is referring to Maras Machpelah. That's a possible. Now we can explain it now. But basically, the point is it says Arba over here. Right, Kiryas Arba. What's this Arba? So now the Gemara interjects and explains what it means. Esav knew this. But Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Kiryas Arba. What does it mean, Kiryas Arba? It says Arba Zugos Hayu. There are actually four pairs of people buried in the over there. Right, so, and this is who they were in actuality. Yeah, Adam Vachava, that's the first pair. Abraham Basara, the second pair. Yitzchok Varifka, the third pair. And Yaakov Aleya, the fourth pair. Okay, but Esav didn't want it to be Yaakov and Leah. He wanted it to be Esav and Leah. Yeah, so this is jumping back to what Esav's saying. Yeah, so Esav says, wait a second, Eu, yeah, he means Esav saying Yaakov, Kovra Leah. He buried Leah b'didei in his portion, right? V'hada payish, and that that remains. Dalid is prefix. Payish means that that remains. Yeah, didihu, it's mine. Meaning, we're brothers, right? So if you're allowed to bury a pair in there, so one should be allocated to Yaakov, and one should be allocated to me. Brothers inherit half half.
So why should he get the half?
Because who? Esau?
Yeah.
Well, because Yaakov already used his. He decided, instead of burying himself there, he buried Leah there. So therefore, I choose what to do with the other half. Okay. So they said to him, though, to Esau, Omru Leah, Zavinta, wait a second, you sold it. You sold to Yaakov Avinu. Then he said to them, Omalahu, Nihi, granted, de Zavini that I sold, Bechirusa, the Bechor's portion, the double portion, but Peshitusa, mi Zavini, did I sell the normal inheritance? I just sold the extra inheritance of the Bechor. I just relinquished the Bechora, but I didn't relinquish my normal, inheritance as a son of the father. So therefore, I should still get. So Amru Leah in. Yeah, no. He said, no, yes, you did. You sold everything. You sold out. Dichsiv. Right, it says, so this is Yaakov Avinu asking his children to bury him. It says, Bekivri, in my grave, Asher Karisi, that Karisi Li. So Karisi Li can mean dug, but we're going to say actually doesn't mean dug. Over here, it means bolt. Rabbi Yochanan. This is Yaakov Avinu asking his kids to bury him. So he said, in the grave that I carisi, and we're going to say that means that I bought. But this is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yoy Tzadok, Ein Kira, this, when it says the word Kira, yeah, it means Ella Loshen Mechira. It's a Loshen of a sale, right? Shekain Bekrache Yam, thus Shekain, thusly, in the, I suppose, the cities on the sea. Yeah, Korin, L'mechira, they call a Mechira, Kira. Okay, so fine. So they're saying, right, no, you were bought out. Tough luck. But then he wasn't giving up so quickly, he said.
This is what Yaakov was saying. Yaakov said, I bought.
Good, Ephraim is a lawyer if anyone doesn't know, right? But don't worry, Aesop's going to go. Look, Omalahu, so what did Aesop say to them? This is what Yaakov said. Omalahu, Havuli Igarta, prove it. Yeah? Give me the document of sale.
Wait, no. So
that contains is what I bought, but what he owns doesn't have, has a reflection who, between Esav and Yaakov, and Joseph, who gets it.
Again, he, Yaakov...
Okay,
so Esav said to him, right? Amalahu Havu means give, Li, to me. The Igarta, the Igaris, the is my letter, but the Hebrew means document. So Amru Le, he said back to him, yeah, Igarta, right, the document is Ba'ara de Mitzrayimi. We kept it alone. We kept it, you know, in the place where we keep all those other important documents at home. We don't bring the documents with us, so we actually don't have it right now. So the question, so Esav said, well, you got to prove it. I don't believe you. Yeah, you're just saying that. Oh, you could, convenience, you left it at home. So they understood that they've got to go and get it. So man, Nizil. So they said, you know, who's going to go and get it? So Nizil, Naphtali, let Naphtali go. To Kolil, ki I lost her. Because he's swift, like he's light, but I mean, right? Swift, like a deer. Dixi, we saw this pasuk earlier. Yeah, Naphtali is... Ayala is a deer. Shalucha is a swift deer. Yeah. Hanoisein Imre Shofar, that gives beautiful sayings. It says beautiful things. Yeah. Amar Rebbe Abahu, Altikre Imre Shofar. Don't say beautiful sayings, but now in context, when we know the history, Ella Imre Sefer, with regards to the dealings, what was said about a sefer, meaning this document, because he went back to get the document. Okay, so that was it. So Naphtali's running really fast back to Mitzrayim to go and get the document now. So that was what happened. But in the meanwhile, Hushim, that's a name, Braydadan, who was the son of Dan, Tomon, Tomon means she was there, right? The Yakirin, and it was heavy, lay udne, his ears, meaning he was hard of hearing. He had heavy ears, he was chushim, yeah. Right? Omalahu, so he says, my high. He said to the people around him, what's going on? What is this? Yeah? So Omru lay, so they said to him, come akev, hoy. Right? He's delaying, hi is referring to Esav, add the icy Naphtali, until Naphtali comes back, Mitzrayim, from the land of Mitzrayim. So Hushim ben Dan said, Omalahu, he said to, where is it? He said, add the icy Naphtali, until Naphtali comes back, Mitzrayim, Yehei, he should be, Ovi Abba, the father of my father, Mutum b'Zion. It's a bizarre for him just to be hanging around. Doesn't know, maybe. Okay, so he took Kulfa, a big stick, Machye, and he beat him, Areshe, on his head.
Esav,
yes. Right?
He beat him up?
Yeah, more than that. Nosron, they fell out, Ene, his eyes. The Noflu, and the Esav's eyes fell, Akora de Yaakov, on the feet or by the feet of Yaakov Avinu. Now, Paschinu, then he opened Yaakov Avinu, his own eyes, came back from the dead, whatever, opened his eyes, yeah, and he laughed. He found this amusing. V'hainu, and that's what it says, Dichziv, Yismach Tzadik, that Tzadik will be happy, Ki Chozonokum, because he saw vengeance, meaning they speak out, and that's in the notes of the article, that this is because this is the spiritual vengeance, you know what I mean? It wasn't just like the brotherly thing, you know what I mean? He got it, but it's because Potomov, his feet, Yirchatz Dama Rosha, his feet will wash in the blood of the evil one. Potomov is his feet, yeah. But Oysoshah, okay, in that time when this happened, yeah, this Niskaima, it was fulfilled, Nevuasa, the prophecy, Shel Rivka, of Rivka, Dichziv. She said, when she was speaking to, to Yaakov, and telling Yaakov Avinu to run away to Lavan, so Esav shouldn't kill him. So she said the following. She says, Lama Ashkal Gam Shneichem. Why should I should die, right, mourn both of you, Yom Echad? Meaning, if you, Esav and Yaakov, are going to have a fight together, you're both going to die, yeah? Because Esav's going to attack Yaakov. Yaakov's going to respond and kill Esav. And then Esav's kids are going to kill Yaakov. And then so they're all going to be dead. And Rivka says, I don't want that. So, even though they didn't die in one day, but they were actually buried, they were actually buried on the same day. So in a certain sense, some aspect of the death was simultaneous. So that Nevuah had some kind of fulfillment.
So when it says the eyes, it means it's hit.
No, that is what. So this bothered me, and I have not found it. I always remember hearing that the head of
Rolling. It's
a medrash, right? So this one, it sounds like it's just the eyes, right? I don't know how those to put those two together. Maybe they kind of. I don't know. We saw with Avishalom though that apparently it wasn't so clear in the Pesukim that his head was decapitated. So maybe also Esav was decapitated and then they popped the eyes back into the sockets and then buried the head over there. Okay. Elo, Asak Bay. Oh, so the Gemara asks now, yeah? It's a bit strange over here. So we said that Yosef, a tzaddik, he was the one who buried Yaakov Avinu, right? So the Gemara says, Elo, Asak Bay Yosef. Right, if Yosef wouldn't have buried him, Ochiv lo havu maaski bay, his brothers wouldn't have buried him. Right, basically, what happened to the brothers? Right? Why is it that Yosef is basically taking care of everything? What, you know, this is an obligation of all of the brothers, right, to bury the father. So why? What's going on? Right. Yes, correct. Yeah, but basically, where were the brothers? It sounds like the brothers.
Yeah, but the sign is that he was the Moshav
of Mitzrayim. That's gonna be the answer basically. So right, but first it's gonna as a question. But see, it says in the pasuk, "V'yisa oisoy bonov artzak Canaan," and his brothers were involved in the kavura. So we see they were active in some sense. So answers the Gemara. Amru, it explains what the brothers did. They said, Amru, hanichu loy. Leave him, meaning Yaakov Avinu, kavodim malachim. It's a bigger kavod for Yaakov Avinu to be buried by a king, meaning Yosef a king. Yeah, Yosef more than mihejoitos from hejoitos. So meaning they took a backstage. They took the backstage over here in order for the greater kavod of their father. For surely they will do it, and they had no problem with burying the father, but they wanted to create the greatest cover for him. What time is it now? Maybe we'll stop here because of.
When was their parents?